morning, my PGA DFS and golf betting fans. I am Jason Roslin here on the Awesomo YouTube channel, and I am back with a course and player preview for the Mexico Championship. This is the first time we are playing what's called the Mexico Championship, taking place of the WGC Mexico Championship. This time, though, we won't have the 60 best golfers here in the world. In fact, we'll only have one of the world's top 10, but that means that this week was still plenty of big prizes around the PGA DFS world and still plenty of money to be won on the golf betting side. We don't really care who's playing because we are going to dive in and find it the best place. So in this video, we are going to go over a little bit about the course. It is the Mexico Open at Vedante. I hope I'm spelling or pronouncing that correctly. Who knows? I'm sure we'll hear it plenty of times this week. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel here. And of course, our Odds Shopper YouTube channel as well, where we put out a plethora of awesome betting content. So let's dive into this video sponsored by Yahoo, who is back with their PGA DFS contest this week. I'll tell you about an awesome deal we've got going on with them. Just a little bit, should say an awesome deal. Now let's jump in to the Vedante course and learn a little bit about it. This is the Mexico Open. Changing from the Mexico Championship. I think I said Mexico Championship at the beginning. It's actually the Mexico Open. There are 144 players. We'll go over those in just a little bit. But first, let's go over the golf course. It's either going to be a par 72 or 73. On the scorecard here at the Greg Norman Signature Course at the Vedante Resort, there are, I think, three or four courses here. They're going to play the Greg Norman Signature. It's either a par 72 or 73. Why I say that is because on the card, there are six par fives in this par 73 layout. If the PGA Tour decides to play it that way and actually play six par fives, the winning score could be like 30 under par here this week. So my guess, again, this is just a guess. It is Monday. It is a little early in the week. We will get an official scorecard tomorrow. I believe they'll play it as a par 72 with five par fives. I believe, and we'll go over this in the hardest holes, that one of the early par fives will be switched over. Much like we see at Pebble Beach when the U.S. Open goes there and they switch that par 5 second hole into a par four. Go over that in a little bit. It is 7,300 yards on the golf course. It is past Palom wall to wall for its greens. Average green size should be around 6,000 to 7,000 square feet. Okay, now let's go over the hardest holes. Again, you can find a little bit more information about each hole in my First Cut article that is, of course, free and live right now. So par four, fourth. This is the one that I believe that the PGA Tour is going to switch over from a five to a four. It only measured about 510 yards on the card, and we've seen plenty of par fours that are longer than that distance on the PGA Tour. So my guess is they play it at around a 490-yard par four for the week, giving a par 72. Other than that, though, the par four eighth is one of the longest, if not the longest par four on the course. And then you get the par three fifth, followed by the par 317. Those both measure over 200 yards in between that 220 to 250 category. We'll find out soon. Okay, par fives. There are five of them the way I think they're going to play. Hole 6, 12, 14, 16, and 18. Two of them do measure over 600 yards, but the other three measure under 550. So there should be plenty of eagle chances this week. Also, we're going to get a drivable par four this week, the par four seventh. Measures 300 yards from the back tees. I don't know. I've never played the course or seen it to know if there's an even further back tee. Because if it's played at 300 yards, just about everybody in the field will be able to get up close to it and drive it. So that is your little bit of a course preview. The next one, which is typically our DFS preview, where I give you the top score from last year, the average top 10, average salary, and ownership. Well, we don't have that information because it's never been played here. It's always, this event has been played at Chapultepec for the Mexico Championship, but it's a completely different course and a completely different field. So we're not even going to bring that stuff up. In fact, if you're looking for a comp course, I'd be more interested to turn to the OHL Mayakoba. It's not OHL anymore. The Mayakoba Golf Classic, played over in Playa del Carmen, which obviously is on the golf side of things. And this is going to tend more to the Pacific side, but they're not too far apart, at least. And we should have some of the same topography that the golfers will see. Okay, now on to our last bit, which is grass type strokes gained in the approach yardage. I already mentioned it is wall to wall past Palom. So if you know golfers that absolutely love that green surface, they will enjoy it here this week. Top strokes gained stat. Well, we don't know, but I'm going to guess that it's going to end up being strokes gained off the tee this week with five par fives. Maybe even six. If you keep the ball in play off of the tee on those, you will have a big time ability to score. Obviously, driving distance will come into play as well. Lower yardage on the approach shots, the closer they can get to the hole. Obviously, now that doesn't work always, but that's obviously the prevailing theory. Now, there are going to be 144 golfers heading to the Riviera Maya, which is where this is held, or at least the location. One of the world's top 10 is here to compete. That's Jon Rahm, world's number two. And there's eight in the world top 50. So certainly one of the weaker fields we have had in a few months. That is going to leave us with a couple of clicks, my first clicks, that may be a little bit shorter in the odds than what we're used to seeing or we'd want to bet on. And that starts off with Abraham Ancer. Ancer has been the most vocal about supporting this event. In fact, he's withdrawn from the RBC Heritage a couple of weeks ago just to come down here, start the press tour, and start the buzz about it. So he's coming in at 12-1 and not in great form. He missed the cut at the Masters and had a couple of other poor finishes before that and another withdrawal. But according to his Instagram, which I checked out yesterday, doesn't look like there's any injury. So for Ancer, he looks to be well-rested and has told us that he has gotten rid of the mustache here this week that he previewed at the Masters and did not go over well. So for Ancer here this week, he will be the hometown favorite, obviously being born in Mexico. So we'll see if Abraham Ancer can get it done on his home soil. 12-1 is his opening odds this week and just $44 on Yahoo. Second guy I want to talk about is Aaron Wise. He finally found a putter a couple of starts ago and coming in at just $37 on Yahoo. 34-1 on the odds. Typically, we'd like Wise to be north of 40 or even 50-1, but it's such a weak field. Like Aaron Wise a lot this week. He's playing well and has played well in Mexico before, coming in second at the Mayakoba Golf Classic, I should say. So should be familiar with the parts. Okay, last guy I want to talk about, my long shot to start off the week, is Brandon Wu, a guy that had all the accolades coming out of college, but ended up staying a little bit longer than the trio that he played against almost every single week, that in Colin Morikawa, Matthew Wolf, and Victor Hovland. He had all the accolades, but again, came out late, then ran into COVID, and had a tough time getting started on tour, but went to the Korn Ferry Tour, easily came in the top 25, got his PGA Tour card, and well, his first year on the PGA Tour didn't start off great. A lot of missed cuts, no top 10s, but a few weeks ago, started to break that streak, came in 32nd, then head down into the Dominican Republic where he came in third, and it's been now four straight made cuts for Brandon Wu. I like him a lot this week, and he's coming in at 110-1. So still maybe the odds makers not quite caught up to the form that we've been seeing out of this golfer that certainly had all of the potential a few years ago. So okay, Ancer, Wise, and Wu will be my first clicks here. Thank you for joining my PGA DFS course and player preview for this week's Mexico Open. Of course, before we get on out of here, I want to tell you about the awesome deal we've got going on with Yahoo. If you have not signed up with them already, they are offering every sport available right now, golf, MLB, NBA, and more. So check out their contest. And of course, if you want to join us on the Osmo Plus side, well, a great way to do so is to sign up with Yahoo, be a new user, make your first deposit, and play in your first paid contest. And with that, you are going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. That means you're going to get projections, both ownership and player projections, for every single sport we cover. But the only sport not going on right now is the NFL. We even have USFL projections as well, so check that out. Thanks to Yahoo, obviously, for the continued support. Make sure you also check out my top five values and sleepers videos. Those have been on fire lately, being able to pick out some pretty solid picks. So until then, everybody, also join our Live Before Lock show Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We've given you two straight winners, plus a bunch of great hot takes. So join Ben Raz and I this week. Till next time, everybody, good luck at the Mexico Open, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.